a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Did someone say vibe check? Oh, yes, they did. What's up, guys? It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just... It's pathetic.
Oh, my God. In. I've been sick for 2 weeks. I don't know what you want from me.
It's hard in these streets. It's so tough in these trenches. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. 585-252-9800.
What are you singing?
Where's our friends at this morning, Breeze?
Trying
to start the show off on a good note.
Yeah, just, you know, serenading our audience. We love that. Moose or Mariah Carey? We just don't know. All right, who is here? We have our girl Mackenzie weighing
in. Mackenzie.
Mackenzie says, "Good morning. Feeling good today because tomorrow is a huge day. What's tomorrow? Tell me. Share with the class. Tell everybody." This person says, "Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Soda checking in.
What's up, Amy?
My husband's hours got changed, so I'm back, baby. The vibes are great, killing the Aqua in Motion class this morning, and then party planning for Nevaeh's Quinceañera. Have a great day, everyone."
Aqua in Motion class.
She crushes it.
She crushes it. What is that, like a synchronized swimming?
Like a water aerobics.
101.
Good morning, it's Lori. I'm in my good vibes because I'm going to physical therapy and I go back to work tomorrow. I love you guys. I love you so much. Good morning, Ashley is here.
What's up, Ash? Vibes are great.
She says, "I start a new job on Tuesday." Oh, we love our working queens, you know?
We sure do.
I met one of your high school friends last night. She loved me. Her name was Stephanie.
Okay.
I don't know. She was tan.
I don't...
She went to high school with you. You guys talk all the time.
I couldn't tell you. I don't... That's all you got? I graduated with 400 people.
I don't know. She's the one that texts in to you all the time, she says, whenever we're... this is really embarrassing for both you and her. Yikes. We'll quickly move away. She did step on my toe, though, so.
Tell us where you were last night.
I was at this, like, dinner en blanc party. We all had to wear white for Labor Day. Like, you know, end of the summer, last chance to wear white. So we all were there on the river, and we all ate dinner and danced and dressed up and had a blasty.
So you were
great,
like at the convention center, right on the river.
No, like on the river, like other side, like the Riverwalk.
Got it.
Eating dinner.
Got it.
Just eating sushi. You know.
Yeah, sure.
So good, so fun. And yeah,
vibes are up this morning because it's Thursday. Tomorrow it's payday for a lot of people, including us. Tell us it's us tomorrow too, right?
It is us tomorrow.
It is us. Oh,
right. We haven't gotten paid since like July, so
I
would love to get a paycheck.
Yes, obviously we could use that. Vibes are up today. Got a lot going on this weekend.
Did you win the Powerball last night?
I didn't look.
Okay, obviously not.
I didn't look. You don't know that. Don't put that out there.
Your winning numbers didn't win.
How do you know? I haven't checked the ticket.
I don't know.
I haven't even checked. The ticket's in my wallet. It's upstairs in my desk. I have to grab that and look. But I think, what was it? 815 mil. Does it say there was a winner? 800 what?
850.
Oh, it went up.
I don't think there was, because now it's up to 950.
Oh, there's no... Nobody claimed their ticket then. Just, yeah.
All right, I don't think it was you. Or maybe it was. I don't know.
They would probably say if there was a winning number. They'd probably tell you.
Like it was sold?
It's a possibility. Not to mention, I had ChatGPT pick my numbers for me. So
yeah.
It was stupid. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. We appreciate all the good vibes. Breezy, your vibes are through the roof, clearly.
Yeah.
Love that. So last time we talked about Henry Brown, who was that security guard at Salinger's down on East Ave for over 30 years. He was hit by a car and killed. It was back on June 14th. They never found the guy who did it. He turned himself in 10 days later. He had his time to shine in court yesterday. I'll tell you everything that went down and some of the interesting things about this guy coming up next on the show. Stay there. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? So Dennis Sutton, who owns Salinger's on East Ave, says he's still heartbroken over the loss of his friend and longtime employee, Henry Brown of Rochester. I think the last time we spoke about Henry was back in June. He was struck by a car on June 14th, was killed as he was walking home on South Union Street. And the man who was convicted of hitting Brown was 34-year-old Leonel Yaspana, who was driving under the influence and left the scene after hitting him. This is his fifth DWI-related arrest.
Oh, my God.
Five.
He's going to prison.
10 days later, he turned himself into the police. Yesterday is when he appeared in court, where he entered a not guilty plea. I guess that's what his lawyer told him.
He's like, I turned myself in and I did do it, but I'm not guilty.
Okay. It's so sad because, I mean, the guy clearly has a drinking problem. And Monroe County Assistant District Attorney Drew Croft said the same exact thing. And he said, so because he has refused to face his problem head on, the prosecutor now is looking for him to receive state prison time.
Mm-hmm. As he should.
Not long before the crash, he consumed 12 drinks over a two-hour period at a bar nearby. Think about that. You just had 12 drinks. I don't even know how you keep your eyes open. And in a couple hours, you did that with four DWIs already under your belt.
How does this guy even have a license at this point?
You still got in the car and decided to drive.
Okay. I like won't even drive after one drink, let alone 12.
I mean, he's obviously an alcoholic, and I get it. People have issues, but are you going to deal with it?
But you killed someone.
Right. Now, after your fifth one, you finally took someone's life and then left the scene. And I guess the guilt caught up with him because 10 days, almost 2 weeks later, he finally turned himself in. Henry Brown worked at the downtown bar Salinger's almost 30 years as the security guard. I used to run in that guy all the time. He was the greatest dude.
Mm-hmm.
Just check everyone's ID, make sure everyone's good, everyone's safe. And it was so sad. They celebrated his life at the bar, I think it was a couple weeks ago at Salinger's. But It sounds like this guy is might be going away for a little bit, as he should, and hopefully he gets the help he needs.
Correct.
Because after five, that's insane.
And killing someone.
Speaking of making your life harder than it really has to be, Breezy. And you have friends who've recently done just this.
I don't know
if you were in touch on that.
I don't respect it, but I just don't understand. And everyone is entitled to their own lifestyle and their own opinion. But when you are turning a 2-minute task into a 30-minute task, that's when we have some issues. I'll tell you exactly how my friends are turning into modern-day colonial women coming up next.
98 PXY is free. And always will be.
What would make a normal average person want to become Amish? It's PXY Mornings.
One day you just wake up, you're like,
Moose and Breeze.
I hate light. I hate electricity. I hate an iPhone. I hate anything that can make my life easier.
Well, there
ChatGPT?
Sure.
The devil. The devil inside.
There are some people that just want to disappear without actually having to fake their own death.
I just don't understand what's going on. And I'm on one today, you guys, so don't cross me. Period, point blank.
Now, we all have that one friend that watches way too many HGTV shows, and now they just want to build things out of wood.
It's not even HGTV. Like, HGTV is modernized. It's fun. It's not like they're building tents in the backyard. The closest thing you have is Tiny House Nation, which is a great show. It
sure
does slap. But I think it's I honestly think it's TikTok and a little bit of Instagram. Come with me to hang up my clothes that I just did on my washboard, and then they're going to hang dry in the summer breeze.
Well, listen, I don't want to get hateful here. I just want you to relate what we were talking about yesterday back to this morning at this time on why you're so frustrated with some of your friends.
I have been distancing myself from some close people in my life that once were very close in my life because they truly have changed completely as a person, and that's fine. I said that yesterday. I think we're all allowed to change. I think we're all allowed to grow. But when you all of a sudden overnight, it's Monday, and then you go to sleep and you wake up Tuesday morning and you say, I'm Amish now, that's where I have issue, okay? And I just feel like with all the things that we take in, mind you, can we please just go back and reiterate the fact that they are getting all these ideas from TikTok and Instagram? So without the technology you're using right now, you wouldn't even know to do any of this stuff, right?
What a blessing.
So I have a friend who is just going so far to the other side, churning their own butter, making their own bread, hanging their diapers in the air. Like, it is a whole thing.
Yeah, anybody using cloth diapers on a loved one? It's messy.
I mean, when it's my time to be in a diaper, give me Depends. You know what I mean? Give me Depends immediately.
Sure.
I just feel like I take issue with it because, again, it's not my life and I'm not trying to judge, even though I sound like a massive judgmental bee right now.
That ship sailed, Breezy.
No, fully. But it's like, why would you want to do something and perform life a certain way that makes it 20 times harder than the average way?
People have their reasons.
And I mean, listen, if you are one of these people or you know one of these people, 585-252-9800, I just don't get it. I understand there is room and places and spaces for more holistic and simple and natural approaches to life. I get that.
I think there's so many people, even listening to this show, even us, where you've gotten to a point in your life where you're so fed up and you're like, I'm ready to go off the grid. I'm so ready. Think about the outfits. You never have to. Right now, we try to impress people. We're always trying to match.
There's no stress.
Black and white. That's the dream. It's simple. No bills, no influencers, no one selling you something at your door. You just ghost everyone the old-fashioned way.
I've never dreamt of that once in my life.
You don't have to text anyone back because you're not receiving them.
Not you fully going to Italy and never coming back.
This sounds nice, to be quite honest.
I want to see you churn your own butter.
Did it.
I want to see you bake your own bread. You made butter last night.
No, but
exactly.
I have done it in the past.
Where? When?
Pennsylvania. We went to go see the Amish on a field trip, and they allowed us to churn butter, and I did it.
Do it in your kitchen. Then come and bring it in. I would love to taste that. I would honestly vomit instantly.
Well, no, I make good butter. You guys, I make good butter. You know who started making their own bread? My sister-in-law. She's very into this I make my own sourdough kick type of thing, and I've got to tell you, it's delicious.
I think and I fear... that everything's a trend, right? Everything comes in waves. And right now, being as minimalistic as possible is trendy, and making your bread is trendy, especially after Taylor Swift talked about it a couple weeks back on the podcast. She's like, I make sourdough. The sourdough sales have just absolutely skyrocketed since then. And there's nothing wrong with that. My mom is making her own bread. It's delicious. I love that. But I think for the people that have always lived life that way, a.k.a. my Amish friends in Penn Yan and the Mennonites down in Middlesex.
Yeah, they don't.
They're like, this is so disrespectful to us. Like, you're just doing this for fun. This is a cute little hobby for you.
I don't think they feel that way.
I think they do. Well, they probably don't because they don't have the means to see it. But if they were to be able to see it, I think they would feel some type of way. And I'm honestly a voice for the Amish community.
No, you are definitely not.
I definitely am.
Yeah, you're not going to come on the show, dump on them, and then say you're the voice.
Oh, I'm not dumping on them. I'm dumping on people who try to be them. There's a huge difference.
But don't you think a part of the Amish community is trying to recruit?
Maybe. Honestly, not them, literally on LinkedIn.
They are insanely resourceful, you guys. Amish businesses right now are booming. You're talking about bakeries, construction companies, furniture shops. You know how many of my friends go to the Amish to have their kitchen tables built? They do their cabinets. They do a phenomenal job.
Not me cutting a deal with the Amish to get a house made for myself. Can you build my house? Because I literally can't afford anything else. They're like, perfect. We'll build a beautiful shack on a nice piece of land for you.
Some of their businesses should be advertising with us here on PXY. We do a remote.
Let's cast that net, shall we? If any Amish or Mennonites are listening right now, Penyan specifically, down there in the southern tier, we want you. We need you. This is your station. PXY.
Yeah.
The voice of the Amish.
You guys want to cry?
Come to PXY.
That's right.
Obviously. But I don't know. I just think we have come such a long way technologically. And you don't have to use every piece of technology. I'm not saying you should talk to chat as much as I do. I think it's obviously I'm facing some problems right now with chat. Her and I are way too close.
The big problem I would have, like talking about some of your friends, for instance, if they were to change over to this new lifestyle.
And then they judge the heck out of you?
No. And they start posting about it on social, then...
That's what they're doing! That's what they're doing! I just picked this from my garden. I'm so holistic and off the grid. You literally posted it to your Instagram story.
Try to get them new followers. At the end of the day,
the Amish followers.
You gotta live your life the way you want to live it, I guess. I don't know.
Wow. Yeah. Well,
tell Jebediah we said what's up. Come through.
Drop that bread off.